Welcome, friends, to another exciting episode of A VGM Journey. And I'm your host, The Messenger. The track that we're playing in today's show is Main Theme from the game Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. And it was composed by Yoshito Hirano and Yuka Sugiyoko. I feel like with every episode, it's the same song and dance where I say, hey, it's not a crazy show, but we have some great requests from some great people, and that we're going to have ourselves a great time. But that just happens to be the case again this week. So I want to kick things off with a request from Chris Murray, and he wanted me to play the track Ascending the Tower Further from the game Tokyo, The Tower of Perpetuity, and it was composed by Kenichi Chiba. Track that you just heard, that was Ascending the Tower Further from the game Tokyo, The Tower of Perpetuity. It was composed by Kenichi Chiba, and this was a request by Chris Murray. So thank you, Chris, for that request. When I got the request from Chris, I wasn't at all familiar with Tokyo, and that it was described as a side-scrolling action roguelike where you have to climb this tower and face a boss at the end. But the layout is changed on a daily basis in that you're trying to get up the tower as fast as you can, and you're competing against other players online on online leaderboards. And the game will take things one step further with encouraging you to go fast by sending you tougher enemies if you start to take too long. And I feel like the music, even this track, really emphasizes the need for speed, per se. And in a weird way, this track does sound like a Chris kind of track. I find it a little similar to some Falcom tracks in a weird way. Not necessarily in instrumentation, but just the general vibe and the rocking sound that it produces. I don't know. I might be just thinking crazily. So I want to say once again, thank you, Chris, for that request. We're going to move on to another request, this time coming from Meatbug. And they wanted me to play the track Their Own Brand of Justice from the game Etrian Odyssey 3. And it was composed by Yuzo Koshiro. We'll be right back. Track that you just heard, that was Their Own Brand of Justice from the game Etrian Odyssey 3. That was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, and this was a request by Meatbug. So thank you, Meatbug, for that request. I can promise you guys, this wasn't planned, but this definitely has that Falcom sound to it. And it makes sense because This was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, who did the music for some of the early Ys games. And I would even go to say that this has more of a Falcom sound than that Tokyo track, but I'm mildly getting off topic. So, with this track from Etrian Odyssey 3, this happens to be the final boss theme for the game, and it definitely has that epic final boss style to it. And I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit weird hearing a Genesis sounding track coming from a game for the Nintendo DS. Though it makes me wonder, what does this song sound like on the remake on Switch? I think it's definitely something worth looking into. And I do wanna say, Meatbug, you picked a really good track, and I think a lot of people are gonna like this too, so thank you again. We're going to move on to something a lot different, and this is coming from the game Wrath, Aeon of Ruin. The track is Wrath, and this was composed by Andrew Holsholt. That track that you just heard, that was Wrath from the game Wrath Aeon of Ruin, and it was composed by Andrew Holschuld. I gotta say, Andrew Holschuld's been on a roll lately with these modern boomer shooter soundtracks. He's also done the soundtracks for Dusk and Proteus, which are two games that I really like. And he also did the Ancient Gods DLC for Doom Eternal. And I will say a lot of it's really good. And I think he's done a fantastic job on Wrath Aeon of Ruin as well. Though I will say the soundtrack itself, it's a bit different than those games. So even though all the games have like kind of atmospheric tracks and there are some hard-hitting stuff as well, Wrath kind of embraces the atmospheric side more, which weirdly is very fitting of the game. Because of how similar it is to the original Quake, which had a soundtrack that was more experimental and atmospheric and not so much in your face. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the game's pretty fun too. It's kind of like a weird combination of Quake, Dark Souls, and even Spyro the Dragon in a weird way, with its weird hub worlds, and you could pick whatever levels you want to tackle. It is pretty cool. And I might be sharing more of Andrew Holschuld's work in the future whenever I get around to doing this collaboration of talking about modern boomer shooters and boomer shooters in general with another podcast that I will not name at the moment, but I'm hoping that we could do this real soon. It's going to be really awesome. So I guess look out for that in the future. I think we're going to move on to something even a lot more different than this. And this is coming from the game Silhouette Mirage. The track is Half and Half, and this was composed by Katsuhiko Suzuki, Jun Eri, and Hideki Matsutake. Funky track that you just heard, that was Half and Half from the game Silhouette Mirage. It was composed by Katsuhiko Suzuki, Jun Eri, and Hideki Matsutake. And that's going to just about do it for the show this week. If you like what you've been listening to, have your friends check out the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, I think Amazon Music, whatever podcasting service that you can think of, I'm more than likely going to be on there. You can email the show at vgmjourney@yahoo.com, and you could also check us out on X at vgmjourney. We also have a Discord server for the show, which I will provide a link in the show notes, where you could hang out with your fellow VGM journeymen and talk about games, music, and even look at some cool art. I'm also going to play things out with one more track, and that track is Tower 5 from the game Iggy's Wrecking Balls, and it was composed by Roy Wilkins. Have a good one, everyone.